way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
Now let's record.
It'd be like picking on my grandfather. Well, no, my grandfather would have. That's being mean to my grandfather.
So there you sat, three people down from Chuck Grassley. Why didn't you grab a chair and pull up to the end of the table?
Chuck's a nice guy, but he's, you know, people are like, man, he's sharp as a tack. For 90, yeah, he is, and he does. He's in the know on a lot of things, and yeah, I hope I'm alive, let alone, you know, that with it at that age. But let's not pretend that there's not some decline that happens when you're damn near 100 years old.
Yeah, there is going to be a level of cognitive decline.
And again, so, this is not going on the podcast, right?
You just told me to record.
What?
Yes.
Oh, what? You can't.
Aaron did.
You can't go. You can't publicly.
Well, I would maybe go as hard.
Oh, see, come on.
Just, I've been just a, I've been Mike Chuck's, Vogel's
I've
point.
Been, no, I've been. My,
you've been in Chuck's corner for the last for 60 years time. He's been in Senate.
I remember eating at the Village Inn in Cedar Falls when Greta was in grad school there 15 years ago, and Chuck was at a table like two tables away, and I'm like,
Greta,
should I ask for his autograph?
Oh, I wish that you would give him the respect he's due. He's not Chuck. He is the Honorable Senator Grassley.
I don't think he would call himself that.
Well, who cares what he does? You're one of his subjects. Address him like you are.
Subjects.
When I was going to school in Sioux Falls, I would have been 19 years old. Senator Thune. I think he was Representative Thune at the time.
Because he was trying to take down Daschle.
Daschle. And this was before he did, I believe. He was eating in a restaurant, a table, and then across the aisle, and then one ahead. I bought him a beer.
What a guy.
Yep. They brought the tall beer over to Representative Thune at the time. He declined it, and they brought it to me. and then they're like, so who bought that for me? And they pointed over to our table, us guys, and I waved. And then when they were done eating, he came over and visited with us for a little bit. But if you're looking for a way, you know, when you're 19, to get around the whole ID thing, find your local representative to buy them a drink.
And then get it back on you. Yeah. All right.
He said he was going to an event later and didn't. Otherwise, he said, if I was going home, you bet I would have had that. But that's my brush with restaurant fame.
Well, I got to sit with Chuck. Enjoyed Pizza Sibley. Ranch. Yeah. He ate only from the salad bar.
And I'm sure had a nice ice cream treat.
No, the ice cream machine was broken.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this, McDonald's?
Come on, yeah, Sibley. Come on.
I know. But
So then that must have been why you were spotted at the Dairy Dandy. I need my ice cream.
Oh, he went to Dairy Dandy?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't say that was on his agenda, but it very well could have been.
Did you ask him any questions?
Or did you have to...
What Pioneer seed did you use this year, Chuck?
Yeah, well, that would have been a gotcha question.
Oh, really? He doesn't Pioneer?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know that he's as involved in farming as he once was.
Well, he sure...
I was trying to out him for not...
Did you ask him if he's as involved in Twitter as he appears to be?
Well, there was a tweet that went out about the student loan debt forgiveness while he was simultaneously talking about it and speaking in person that he was unaware that it had been done yet. But then, like almost at the exact same moment, a tweet went out criticizing it. So I'm assuming maybe he's not in charge of all of his Twitter. I don't know.
Which parts do you think he's in charge of?
The parts the pigeon about the stuff. Pigeons. Yeah.
If you're not on Twitter, or if you are on Twitter and don't know the pigeon stuff,
he's a good Twitter follow.
Yeah, he's a good
follow. Yeah, you just never know what kind of gem might drop.
You don't really understand, or I guess this was a few years ago, you don't really appreciate just how old Chuck Grassley is until he takes a picture with his wife.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, you are the very old couple. Okay.
Well, it was their, 60th anniversary or something here recently?
And they didn't marry right out of high school either.
No.
Didn't he say during his, re-election campaign that he goes out and, jogs every day? I remember seeing that. He jogged a couple miles.
Didn't you see him jog in the rain at the state fair? He had to get moving. He was getting wet.
He does jog. I think, it's not a super rapid pace, obviously. But again, a thing that I hope I'm able to do.
Because you're not right now.
I could. I'm able to jog.
Just don't want to.
Not a jogger.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 60 of Dutch by Association. We are
what?
I was going to say we're live, but not when you hear this.
No, it will have been a couple days.
But it's been a couple of days. A big story of the day, Sheldon making national news.
Picked up by the AP on the Newswire.
All because of Randy Paulson.
And tweeted by the chief of staff in the White House.
No, really?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was retweeted by the chief of staff in the White House.
Well, it got a lot of traction. There were a ton of comments about it, comparing us to Parks and Recreation, which if you haven't seen that show, it's true. We are Pawnee.
We are
Pawnee to Sioux Center's Eagleton.
Who's Leslie Knope in this equation?
Allison? According to Ty... In general, not in this situation, that's my wife, is the Leslie Knope of Sheldon.
Oh, well, you would probably be divorced if you did not take the opportunity to compare your wife to, or to put your wife in the same class as Leslie Knope, her personal hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what, did we say what happened yet?
Oh, yeah, so we...
It's been recovered, so...
Well, you didn't even say what
what happened?
So, there was a... chamber letter that went out yesterday that said, well, on Friday we were going to do this unearthing of this time capsule that was buried, 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
And due to some unforeseen circumstances, that will have to be done at a later date, but we'll still have the coffee and da 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 da. So then shortly after that happened, Randy Paulson with the NWest review had tweeted something to the effect of, they lost the time capsule, LOL. And then that...
Is that what he... Was it LOL?
No.
No.
I think it was more serious.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was...
No, Wayne's saying this with such derision because he's part of the city, so he's personally offended by a cute story.
Come on. It's not cute. That's not cute.
It is. It is. Embrace it. Lean into it.
Yes.
It's funny.
I am with you.
It's a little small town hiccup. According to quotes from Ashley Nordahl from yesterday, we couldn't locate exactly where it's at. And then you're like, well, they could locate it. It was just not within an inch, So that's fake news.
We knew where
fake
it was.
News. We knew where it was.
It was in town.
So
it was in city limits.
The tweet was breaking. The town of Sheldon might have lost its time capsule, which was supposed to be dug up on Friday morning. The event has been, quote, postponed until a later date.
That's not fun. The internet had fun with it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... It was not in a mean-spirited way. No. And it doesn't indicate any incompetence anyway, because you think about who buries a time capsule. People our age to about age 60. They were that age in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
They're either dead or they have dementia.
And thanks to our buddy Ty, I've covered some of the most ridiculous things in my career in Sheldon, and this is so on brand that I can barely contain my glee. On this, Ty.
I think it's great.
Yeah, and then Ty runs with it at the Iowa Standard, and that's where it was picked up by AP.
Was that the pipeline to AP, you think?
I think so.
Okay, well, that would make sense, because that's a statewide deal. And
I think it's great. I think Sheldon should lean into being the equivalent of Pawnee, Indiana, because we kind of are for Northwest Iowa. You notice they were the good people in that show, right? Yes. Like, they were the nice people. They weren't as perfect as Eagleton, but, you know, they were much more endearing.
Does that make me Councilman Jam?
You're kind of a Jerry. If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to watch the show, because it's one of my all-time favorites. It is freaking hilarious.
I'm with you, Mitch. The city should embrace it. It was funny.
And okay,
it is funny.
I have Twitter open right now. So 7 minutes ago, KTIV, after digging into old articles at the local library, city officials determined the exact location of the time capsule. All is well.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. They didn't know where the eternal flame was, because apparently the description, like where it was buried, was next to the eternal flame, which no longer exists.
After a couple utility bills from Mid-America, they're like, God, no! You know how much it costs to have an eternal flame?
Eternal is a relative term, is it not?
It'll be eternally in our hearts.
Yeah.
Just call it good enough.
Sanborn had an eternal flame, too. The natural gas prices got out of control, and you know.
They asked Sanborn Propane to donate.
That's right. Would you set a thousand gallon tank here and fill it every month for free?
Just think of what it means.
Unless you put your sticker on it. No thanks.
I remember when your family, I think it was more like your dad than anything, donated that propane tank to the campground at Rise Fest.
The shower trailer?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It has like... It's a huge propane tank, and it's got like a 36 inch long by
I wouldn't even give it
4
that.
Inch yeah. tall
and maybe 24
sticker
inch.
On it that says Sanborn Propane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you really, really just
but you've got to realize that people are stopping on their way out of Fairway that they can see it.
Yes,
they can see it. If they get their binoculars out, they can see it.
If they have that 20/20 vision, yeah.
The good Rob, don't forget whose tank it is, because we get called every about June 1.
It's good advertising. You're getting repeat business from him.
You fellers want to come out and top off that tank, be sure we got some hot showers again. It actually doesn't use that much propane, and I have really thought about getting a 6 foot wide sticker for it.
There's still time.
I don't know, do you really want to be that way though?
Do you? I guess it depends
on...
Well, okay, let's put it this way. Our legacy partner, Rosenboom, do you think they want their stuff over on everything? No, but if you're... You know, that's kind of something that can...
It's not wrong to want to get recognition doing that either.
And you've already proved your point. You're not doing it for the recognition. You're doing it for the event and for what the event stands for.
Hot showers.
Yeah. This man likes hot showers.
I do. Yes, sir.
But you've proved your point. Now, soak up the ads, buddy.
Yeah.
It's prime real estate.
Yep. Let's get it.
Everyone sitting at scooters. You drive by it every day.
I'm going to go, You know what?
Call up Stefan. Say, hey.
I'm going to tell Stefan I need a 6 foot wide sticker. Hot showers at Rise Fest, brought to you by Sanborn Propane. Showers just a little bit warmer that last a little bit longer than our competitions.
Oh, that sounds like something a Western person would say.
You'll feel
just a little bit better.
You'll feel heavenly after a hot shower, courtesy of Sanborn Propane.
I like that. I like that.
Any hotter, you'd think you were at the wrong festival.
I don't know if we'll go there.
Not sure.
Hey, I appreciate the thought you're putting into it.
There's just no wrong ideas. We're just spitballing here. Just spitballing.
No wrong ideas.
So, yeah, that's been a...
So are you really, like, actually kind of mad about the whole thing? You wish it wouldn't have gone out that way?
Half of the city people are.
Oh, really? The city's kind of chapped about
like,
it?
Well, nobody likes to be made look a fool, especially...
It's not made to look a fool!
It's like, it's fun.
It's like, a funny thing that happened.
You're implying ineptitude. No one wants to feel
it. No, it's not.
Yes,
it's
not
ineptitude.
You lost it! Now, it'd been different if...
No, it's like I said, it was 50 years ago.
Yeah, the city of Sheldon loses key to City Hall. Okay, now that's ineptitude. But something that was buried 50 years ago
with the simple instructions. If Rob Sand gets called, that's ineptitude. Right. As far as I know, he had nothing to do with locating this.
Fair enough. But just, you know, that tweet kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Until a later date.
Oh, shut up. Mr. Tell It Like It Is over here and... everybody with their cancel culture.
Somebody made a mildly funny remark that was sort of at my expense.
Get over it.
Well, yeah, I'm a little surprised about... I really thought you were on our team, you know? The
Why do we have to be on teams here? Why can't we just...
We're on the team fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun. We have a whole weekend full of fun planned.
They ought to make up, like, T-shirts. You know, come up with something funny. You could probably... capitalize on this.
Dude, where's my time capsule? A little bit of a dated reference.
I think you could. You could have some fun. Especially when you bury the new one. What are we putting in the new one?
Here we go.
A map to the old one.
Sheldon, where families come first and time capsules come at a later date. There you go.
No. Veto. Wrong.
I like it.
So what are you going to put in it?
I don't know. I don't know what goes in it. I've not been
well,
privy to those details.
Well, what's 2022? You're the town's favorite councilman. How are you not privy to the details?
I don't know that I am. I don't know that we have those numbers. I would say that there are others that are on the council.
I'm thinking maybe a pair of your cargo shorts.
Oh, yes.
You know, worn at a council meeting by Councilman Barahona.
Mm-hmm. They're going to look at it and, in 50 years, going to be like, oh, well, he was kind of a small guy. After trans fats take over the world. I was ahead of my time with my 42s.
Yeah, what is quintessentially Sheldon, though, that should go in that time capsule? I feel like a dead chicken wouldn't age well.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well, something with, like, maybe like a chicken feeder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just chicken, like, figurine.
Right, some sort of egg. Let's see, what else? We could...
an albatross?
Yes.
I don't know, another dead bird. Just load this box up.
Turkey vulture from the water tower. Get one of those. Yeah, there'd be a lot of birds in there.
What else? No, that's too bad that you're not part of the group. I really thought you were kind of more in. As offended as you were by this, I thought you were really part of the in crowd.
Are you going to remember where it is in 50 years, Wayne?
Dude, I'm lucky if I remember where to park my car.
Okay. So then it's not embarrassing that we misplaced something from 50 years ago.
I don't think it's embarrassing that we misplaced it. I think it's embarrassing that it had to be... you know, do the old Nelson laugh.
That's funny.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. It's offensive, and it's improper.
Not offensive.
It's offensive.
You will not make fun.
The implication of ineptitude. I don't like it.
Come on, man.
We were too damn hard in this town. Too damn hard. We got to put up...
Just can't draw a map worth of shit. We do really well.
We got to put up with Sioux Center. We got to put up with Orange City. We got to put up with Marv. Don't we suffer enough? Can't we have nice things without people poo-pooing and all over it? Come on.
Eh.
Well, Mitch and I will still go on laughing.
Yep.
With you.
At you. Whichever.
It's important that you, either way, you don't discriminate.
So the big party this weekend in Sheldon.
Celebration days, sesquicentennial. The calendar is like packed full.
And we've got
the whole weekend.
Yeah, and the pork tornadoes are coming. Thankfully, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. Thankfully, it was amended. The council amended that the pork tornadoes can have
alcohol at City Park, which as we found out There is no ordinance against alcohol in the city park.
We thought there was because everybody said so.
Well, speaking of which, you pointed out earlier today, Mitch, the social media comments on the Pork Tornadoes Facebook page about having a 21 plus event in Sheldon City Park, and this Philip Winnia, I think that was his name.
Yeah,
just was it's effing dumb.
Yeah, the comments are 21 plus on there, the way he was talking. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't know what the problem was, because it's a way to, by having it 21 plus, it entraps people into...
Oh, yeah, people are... It's
going to be a sting operation for the police.
Because then that's how you get public into... I'm like, what? If they were going to serve beer either way, isn't it making it, like, safer by having it 21 plus? I don't know.
I wasn't understanding
the logic, but I don't think there was a lot of logic behind it.
Our friend Allison said, well, if you have a hard time with the fact that it's 21 over, the following morning there's a group getting together that's welcome for everybody.
Yeah.
It's a community church service, and it sounds like you'd be a fit for it or something. Or you need to be attending it or something.
Yeah, I laughed pretty hard at that.
That was a mic drop.
People just like you that I don't have anything to do with religion.
But then his tip of the hat, Allison, that was good. His what do you call it? Background photo or cover photo, whatever the hell you call it on Facebook, is him standing in front of the altar at church.
I don't know. I didn't understand what he said, but it was funny.
I didn't either, but I'm sure we're all going to hell after we had a beer at a concert, though.
Especially if,
I don't know, maybe he thinks that the law enforcement is just going to swoop in, just shut the whole thing down and say...
Now, wait a second. Wait.
All right. Everybody here.
Maybe we didn't actually look at his, where he lived. Maybe he is a member or lives in Ward 2, which would then explain everything.
Oh, he was disenfranchised from having a voice.
No. But that, it was his voice that was to be had. You know, because his council representative was the one.
Oh, yes. You guys, didn't even hear him out.
Nope. Councilman Jam. I'm gonna have to ponder that one.
Well, I don't know. I looked it up, 1.3 mile walk from my house to City Park. So I'll be walking both ways. You're going to do it?
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
Be nice weather this weekend. Yeah, really nice weather. It's going
to
be beautiful.
And they have the All for Fun bus giving rides to anybody from within town.
Yep.
So,
but I'm sure if it's 1.3 miles, it'll be 1.3 miles there and then 1.6 or 1.7 on the way back.
A little more ziggy-zaggy.
But that's half the fun.
I'm on Island now. What happened?
Stop at Wayne's house. I think he's got a beer. Check his garage. All right, back with segment two next. Had a couple of milestones that occurred since last we spoke. Wife and I celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
How did we not hear anything about this nor celebrate with you at a steakhouse somewhere?
Because you, sir, were not invited.
That
makes sense.
We went to Brady's on a Thursday night.
Was Mitch and Greta?
No.
No.
No. It was just me, Becky, and Ava. And then,
well, that's better than your 9th anniversary. You invited me to go to Brady's with you, and then you're like, oh, yeah, Becky's coming. It's like her anniversary. I'm like, wait, what?
That's right. It was an EMA night.
I can't just leave because this will be more awkward.
You want to be my plus one?
The funny thing was that morning, Ava was excited, and she's like, should we call Mitch and Greta? Like, oh, is that what we do now?
When happy times are here, we call Mitch and Greta.
No, I think we're good, just kind of on our own. But we went out, and it was Brady's, and we're actually going to Denver here at the end of September, so that'll be our
look at you guys
10-year thing. But tickets, by the way, because we talked about this a little bit ago, so it's 10 hours there, 10 hours back. $350 round trip for the two of us.
I'd rather drive.
No. And
out of Sioux Falls?
Out of Omaha.
Okay, so drive to Omaha, well, 2.5 hours.
No, no.
Sit in an airport for a minimum of 1 hour, more like an hour and a half. So you're 4 hours in. I'd be in, Columbus by that point. Okay, so then it's a, hour and a half flight?
Hour and a half.
5.5 in. All right, Denver Airport, you been there?
Yes,
might as well be in freaking Nebraska.
Because it's that far outside.
Oh, it's way, way out from anything you'd want to do.
Well, so our plan is to then hop on the rail.
Okay. And yeah, then and another couple hours. Man, we had to drive to Omaha the night before and go out to eat and get a hotel room.
No. It's a 2:30 p.m. flight.
I'd be in Denver by then. Because your whole day is shot.
How is it shot? We land at 5.
Yeah, by the time you...
Oh,
I'm
by
saying
the time we go all the way out there, it's going to be 6:30. You might as well go to bed.
If you got, no, my point is, dumbass, if you got out of bed and just got going on the road, you would have been there by then. And you could have stopped at any bathroom you wanted.
As we know, you'll have
been
to.
Been in the comfort of your own vehicle. Yeah, I just don't see the advantage.
Does your wife drive ever when you go places?
No.
So it is all on you.
She did drive a little bit when we went to Montana. When we were on the way there, I'm like, I need 30 minutes to sleep. And that once we got that, because then once I woke up, it was right at the Wyoming. It was like getting into the mountains of Wyoming. And she's like, I'll take it. That's fine. And. But yeah, no, she typically does not drive, which is fine. I'm kind of like the control freak anyway. Like, no, let me do this. And she's like, why are you swerving? Shut up. I'm looking at my phone. Kidding. But
so we have a driver in our house now with Asa and his permit.
Oh, yeah.
I made him do his first long trip to Rock Valley Sunday for Sunday dinner.
Gosh.
Yeah. So when you guys learn how to drive, were your parents like, okay, we're not going to let you use the cruise till you learn how to be able to maintain the speed limit with your foot.
No,
your folks were like, "Oh, here's a cruise.
Here, drive, no. Whatever." Well, I'd been driving stuff. I drove the last time, so I just went to Colorado. The last time I had been there previously, I was 14, and I drove the whole way there because my parents are like, "Yep, all right, have at it.
We're going to be in the back. Don't turn around, son."
No, I don't think so.
We're trying for another air bearer. Since he's our favorite, we're going to see if we can try to get one more.
Jeez, you guys are terrible.
I had let Asa drive home from church a couple times. Never to church because we're always running late.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
He's got to learn how to speed.
Eventually. So, and yeah, that was, you know what, son? You're going to have to learn how to drive at 55, 60 mile an hour. And then on the way to Rock Valley, we were about 3 miles outside of town. Okay, all right. Then
hurry
let me tell
up.
You.
Hurry
yeah,
up.
We're going 65, and I yell at him. And then we're going 50, and I yell at him. And we're going 6. Son, this is how the cruise control works in the Chrysler Pacifica. And then it was a very enjoyable ride the rest of the way to Rock Valley.
So you made it about 15 miles of manual speed.
I was like, you're not good enough for this.
Yeah, forget this whole, you're going to have to learn how to drive
well,
without
yeah, because what, are you going to get him a car that doesn't have cruise control?
I don't know. I think it's worthwhile to understand
how to regulate
foot,
the throttle and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, works
I
with
agree.
The brain.
A lot of people
don't
understand a lot of things
yeah,
that they
I,
should.
And I remember that, yeah, you understand your vehicle has overdrive, so how you can, you know, utilize that, especially if you're like your father. And but I do have you to thank. on the way to the lakes this past weekend. About 8:34, there's a cop. I'm going 8 over.
Mm-hmm.
And I waved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's all it was.
And you had your seatbelt on.
I sure
which
did.
Is key.
I sure
I did.
Which is
did,
key.
Did the same thing this morning.
Did you?
Yep.
Hello. 8 over.
And I was just like, holy shit, it worked.
Mm-hmm. It will always work. Unless they have to meet a quota. Which they say they don't have to do.
Which it is the end of the month here.
Can't wait for that new toaster.
So when is driver's ed?
It's coming up. I'm going to try to do the online.
Where you teach him?
Yes.
That's I yeah. No, apparently.
Yeah. Well, with COVID, it kind of had to happen.
Oh, yeah.
in homeschooling and stuff, I suppose that comes into play too, probably.
Yeah, well, otherwise you just, like for me, I did driver's ed at the middle. We just met at the middle school in Sanborn and did our classroom there and met every day there and drove. And so we'll see. That's what I want to do, because in order to get a student permit, which he's eligible for the first of the year, then he's got to have
it completed.
Yeah, his driver's ed done. And
how do you feel about that? Let me rephrase it. Are you going to let him drive?
Yeah.
On a school permit?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And you feel okay with that? You have no qualms with that?
No. He's been driving our mule around a lot, and he follows my instructions.
And you're talking about this change happening on January 1.
Ish.
So, right smack dab in the middle of winter.
Oh.
It snowed twice last winter. Do you not know that climate change?
Else is he going to learn how to do it?
Maybe in more of a controlled environment with an adult.
What controlled environment? The Dort hockey rink? What's he going
to
do?
No, I learned how to drive in snow in a parking lot. Okay, drive really fast, stop, slam on the brakes. Then you see what happens. Okay, now try and turn. Oh, boom, go, whoa. Yep, okay, yep, controlled environment. So this is how you learn.
Well, who's to say he's not going to do that leading up to turning him loose?
I would say him whipping shitties in the pasture and the mule is getting him pretty familiar with the whole ass end swinging around how that works.
But do you feel like he's going to miss out by not going to real driver's ed?
I don't care because all I care about is...
Well, I learned some pretty good stuff. So my driver's ed teacher was a guy named Rocky Bork, and he was a teacher in...
Did he have a ponytail?
But he sounds like a guy who would. Probably wore a letter jacket into his 40s, you know, that type of guy.
Smokes a lot.
Yeah. He was from Rems, and two things I remember from driver's ed, they stand out, the two lessons I learned. The first one was he talked about, when I was in high school, me and my buddies, you know what we did? We emptied out the windshield washer tank, filled it full of whiskey and routed the lines up through the vents, and we could mix whiskey cokes driving around the square in Remsen.
This is your driver's ed.
We're 14. And we're all sitting there like taking notes for the first time ever during class.
I never knew you could do that.
Well, it's a heck of an idea. Wouldn't work very well if you needed to actually wash your windshield, but...
No, actually, I think alcohol would probably work pretty well. I suppose it would,
but you have to pull them back out, you know, whatever. And then for our... Did you guys have to do, like, one big trip, like, for driver's ed?
Yeah, we went up to the interstate in Worthington.
Yeah. So what we did, we drove to South Dakota to buy fireworks. In the South O'Brien student driver car. Just over west of Haywarden, went straight down Highway 10, and they used to have a little stand there, just basically right across the river. And I still remember my dad coming to pick me up because it was like my last day driving, and how'd it go? Hold on, Dad, got some stuff in the trunk. And I pull out like two big giant bags of fireworks that we smuggled back from South Dakota.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. This South O'Brien driver's ed is pretty good. Oh, boy.
You know, we've talked about Sutherland, and you know, you almost feel like you're giving it a bad name until you hear stories like this. You're like, okay, so maybe
he was from Remsen.
True. So, it's Plymouth.
My most memorable thing was that long trip. My driving partner and myself, who normally just would have been by ourselves with the teacher. We had two girls who were from our class at Sanborn Christian join us. So it was a car of five of us, and we head up to Worthington, and we're in the middle of Worthington, and there's a stoplight that turns red, and one of the girls, the student driver, just goes right through it.
Oh, gosh.
And the three of us in the back seat just start laughing at her, and he stomps on his brake on his side, and he turns around and just chews us out. We could have all died, and just kept insisting that we could have died from a 15-mile-an-hour impact in the middle of Worthington, Minnesota. And all that did was just made us laugh even harder because we kept feeding off. It was bad. I'm gonna turn this thing around, and
this must have been the same crew of hooligans that were drawing naughty pictures inside magazines at Western.
That was well before that. This was just us Sanborn Christian kids
being immature. Well, immature boys.
If we were all going to die from running this 15-mile-an-hour whatever, but he just was a little extra, as the kids say today.
Well, speaking of driving in cars, so on that same trip to up to the lakes this weekend, I played the podcast for my wife.
First time you've heard it?
No. But then I recall, like, boy, I kind of said a lot of things about my wife in this episode, and
that's the scariest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I talk when about your brain bit. Starts racing. Oh, what did I? What did I say?
And it was funny because,
hey, look, a deer. And then you turn it down. Oh, what happened? Advance, advance, advance.
It was funny because she looked at me, not like in a laughing, loving way. And not like in a, I can't believe you said this way.
More like.
But more like.
I'm going to murder you in your sleep,
no,
kind of way.
No, no, no. No, it was more of like, how stupid are you to be playing this for me in a confined space? And that was like, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, I guess you're right. You know,
speaking she's of, still caught of boys, off guard by that, huh?
I know. Bless her heart. But yeah, you speaking of anniversaries, you celebrated a birth, or your was it your father-in-law's birthday this weekend?
Father-in-law turned a big 70. Well, he actually, it's today is his birthday, but it was celebrated. It was observed. Father-in-law birthday observed was Saturday night at the Dune Steakhouse.
Is it still called the Dune Steakhouse?
No, it's called something else. But
everybody calls it the Dune Steakhouse.
Everybody calls it the Dune Steakhouse because, I mean, you know where you're going then,
right?
And it's mm-hmm. the only place serving steak in Dune. And we get there, and the main street's completely lined with cars. It's like,
oh no, Waddy's was closed that night, or what?
I don't know. Half of Lyon County was there, and the other half was at, you know, Waddy's or pulling the arm at the casino. And we sit down, and it's full. And what's weird about that place, how it's set up, is you go in and you have to walk through the dining area. You're walking right past people eating to get to where they will sit you. Now, we knew we were in the back room, so we just kept on walking. But even to get where they seat you, you still walk past four tables on each side of you. And you can only walk single file to get through those tables. Oh, I mean, yeah. Can you imagine you're paying $24 for your meal, and you and your wife for your 10th anniversary, right, sitting at the Dune Steakhouse.
Excuse me.
And people keep filing into this place and out and in.
Oh, I would. That would.
That
piss
sounds
me off
like the old entryway at Tulipanes when everybody would pile in right next to you. The cold air blowing in your butt crack, and you're like, and then they stand right next to your table. Is that the enchilada? Let's take a try on that. Yeah, yeah. It's good. Thanks.
You can eat your chips.
Yeah.
So it took a little while to order, which we know we were a big group, and it's. You know, when you're coming in and you got a big group and you didn't do the thing where you all have to choose between the chicken cordon bleu and the steak and the pork chop.
So two questions. One, how many were there?
Oh, I bet there was 25 of us.
And then
probably 30 some.
So, and then number two, did one person pick up the tab?
Yes. My father-in-law paid for everyone.
Wow.
Not only all of his children, their spouses, and all of his grandchildren, but his sister and husband were there, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and friends. It was a big group. Usually what I do in circumstances like that is I tell the waitress, because my father-in-law has never had a drop of alcohol.
Right.
And when you're 70 and you've never had a drop of alcohol, you're probably just going to persevere to the end. You're going to make it. Chances are. So I kind of respect his opinion on the matter a little bit. So if I'm going to get beer when we go somewhere and I think there's a chance he might pay, I say, you sure you divide out the drinks of all the alcohol and I'll take care of them.
So then, like for the whole family, so that way you'd have somebody to drink
with. If any of my brother-in-laws buy beers,
come on, buddy.
Let's not stain my father-in-law's reputation that he has to buy liquor for his son-in-law to have a good time. I'll pay for us to have a good time. And so then she comes back and tells me that the one good beer they have, they're out of. So then I said,
how about the Busch Light?
I said, just bring me a Coke. So there went that whole thing. So I figured that might have been the Lord telling me, not this time. Nope, nope, nope.
So you don't go to Dune to drink.
Unless you're
pretty sure everybody does.
Where's Laura?
We're sitting there. We haven't even really begun to order. I look to my right, and there's this cute couple just right across the alley. Cute couple eating, just so fascinated with each other. 10 minutes later, they're gone. And her plate is full of steak cubes. I don't even know if she ate a single one. And I took a picture of it, and I sent it to you guys and said, how awful. This is, if I brought a girl on a date like that guy did, and the girl ordered steak cubes or whatever, I don't think it was like Chislik or anything, but and they just left them all like that. I would be, that's done. Like you said, that's a deal breaker. You are obviously not fit.
No.
Or maybe she is fit because she doesn't eat the steak.
It's steak. It's good for you. Yeah. And I just thought, what in the world, dude? Do I need to follow you out the door and pull you to the side and say, hey, sure you've seen, but I want to tell you how important it is that your girlfriend finish her plate.
And she didn't even ask for a box.
That's probably, yes. Okay, if you don't, I didn't really like it again. Then get, like you said, get a box and bring it home. Even if you weren't going to eat it at home, you have to show who you're on the date with that you're committed to not waste their money.
Yeah.
She was willing to waste this guy's money and flaunt it right in front of his face.
So
unbelievable.
So did you clean up?
So he finally,
so tempted.
He has a mouthful of steak. You know. This girl's no good for you.
I thought I could bring it home for the cats, for the dog.
Well,
so
something.
Tempted, but my wife would have killed me if I would have grabbed that plate, brought it over, and said, ma'am, can I get a doggy bag?
No, you should have brought it over to the table. Hey, you guys want some appetizers?
Apps are on me.
We're all Dutch, right?
That's free steak. The new thing here is it's cold, but that's how they serve it now.
Well, who does that though?
I don't know. When you dated your wife, Wayne, uh-huh. and you learned that your wife has a weird mouth, is that how you say it?
A stupid mouth.
How did you handle that when you dated and you went, because I'm assuming you were a man's man and paid for the meal.
Yeah, but she just got pasta, which, you know, is like a normal entree. So I just figured, well, I guess we're going fancy like, and
boiled noodles and sauce from a jar.
But that's the part that pisses me off. Because it's boiled noodles, sauce from a jar at $15 an entree. And this is without a protein.
You should hang out with my dad.
Yeah. This is without a protein. Come on.
You order the beef. That's the best deal on the menu.
If we're shelling out 15 bucks, it's for the beef. I got it. Yes, sir.
And so my wife is foreboding, forbidden. I forebode her with all my power that I have from getting the just plain Alfredo at Langer's. She has to get like whatever with the meat on the side, so that way I can eat the meat. And then I feel like I'm getting my money's worth.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah. So that,
yeah. Cause that, what do they charge you? $1?
Correct.
Maybe $2.
Yep.
That cost more than the whole entree did to make.
Yep.
So you're getting the best value by
100%, 100%. So it was once I figured that part out and it was like, oh, order away. That's fine. Fill up on salad. That's okay. And, when we were dating, it was, she just always had pasta, which I thought was like, because she was fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it wasn't because she was fancy, it was because she had a stupid mouth.
Hmm. Any fun stories about you dating Greta and her not finishing her plate?
No. She wouldn't be here.
No, that's good.
So you're saying
she cleaned her plate first date?
Your wife was always on full feed, is that what you're saying?
I am not saying that. And the fact that you're even implying that is extremely dangerous. I would be.
No.
Tread lightly, young man.
I'm just looking for clarification of your comments. That's
all. No. Greta appreciates good food, and I appreciate that about her.
Good food. What's that mean?
Well,
not pasta.
Stuff that I like.
Stuff that you like.
Meat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anything.
So when you were at BV, where'd you go for a date away from college?
There was a place called Martini's at the time, which was like, they had like a, you know, is a lounge and kind of steakhouse type of place. She worked there too. So.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the employee discount. Yeah.
And then when
but it was really good. That was like our date night go-to.
When we really wanted to let loose and have some fun, you'd go to Mavericks.
That sounds familiar.
Mavericks. Where's Mavericks that is in Sioux City.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I've never been to Mavericks.
Oh, shut up.
No, well, I've never been on
4th Street in Sioux City.
I haven't, honestly.
Oh, it's that steak place.
Yes. That's not a steak place.
No. I'm sure most of that meat has expired.
Never been there. I swear, cross my heart.
Pretty well, if it isn't a chain, I haven't been there. So,
now we did establish that, which I was thinking about that when we were playing this podcast back. Like, yeah, how many like random holes in the wall restaurants do you find that you would never duplicate? You know, like when you're out traveling, if you were to just stick with the chain restaurant.
Yeah, like most of the best places you've ever been, right?
Yeah.
Well, when we went with you to the Iowa State game, and on the way back, there was this little town with a pickle or something.
The pickle.
The place was
tried
just
to
packed,
go there,
just packed. So then we went somewhere else that really turned out to be okay in Webster City.
Yep.
But yeah, I can't handle the risk. Just too much.
Well, and you would rather go to Olive Garden where I think I told you guys about, we went to Trattoria Buon Gusto in Ireton, which is, you know, Ireton is where you go for authentic Italian.
That's true.
I mean,
one
obviously.
The first thing that crosses my mind.
I'm pretty sure that's what Ireton is in Italian anyway.
But. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. And, you know, there's probably people traveling through for whatever reason that are like, well, I could stop there, but I'm almost to Sioux City, and there's a Applebee's.
I'm feeling fancy.
I mean, look
at
what they're missing out on. That place is incredible. That's the best Italian I've had in a long time.
Why don't us and our wives go there?
Yes. We should.
For Wayne and Becky's 10th anniversary. Yeah. Can we do that?
Let's do that.
All right.
Because if you don't line it up, I won't wind up there.
That's right. And if you guys don't pay for it, I won't be there. I mean,
then it's settled.
Well,
you're ordering off the kids menu at that point.
My wife is going to order the pasta. Dang it. So, despite the fact that you had to your mind lingered over this cold beef.
Yeah.
You still, what did you order?
Sirloin.
The biggest sirloin they had.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 16-ounce sirloin. Yep. It's really good. Medium, if you're wondering.
Wow.
Well, that's
you. How does the Dune Steakhouse or the Hideaway or Hideout or whatever it's called, I forget what it's called now, how does that compare with the Texas Roadhouse? Now, bread notwithstanding,
the meat I would say is going to be better.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
No, so I would say that. Now, what I would say is good about the Texas Roadhouse, probably I didn't bring this up, but my absolute favorite thing about bringing my family to the Texas Roadhouse is you sit down and you have the bread and you get it in your kids' mouths and they shut up. And they don't say, when your food coming?
Yeah, but you couldn't hear them in there anyway. It's so damn loud.
No, they put the plexiglass up between the booths that really helped.
Oh, yeah, COVID. Yeah.
COVID was good for a handful of things. One was allowing you to driver's ed at home, and the other one is the plexiglass at Texas Roadhouse to quiet the place down.
But let's not forget about using COVID as an excuse for
delays
and
incompetence.
Yep. I'm sorry, we can't have little kids stuff because, you know, COVID. I'm sorry, we used to have a coffee pot out here for the plumbers that came in to order from the counter, but, you know, COVID. So we're not doing the coffee pot anymore.
I never really thought about it, but until the first time you came up, you brought that take to the table that how many people have used COVID as an excuse to just either strip down the services they offer or be lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think
you can do this from home now because COVID.
You know, because
that's handy.
Yep.
We used to offer that, but we used to have tongs to grab the donuts. COVID. I just got to grab
find
with
it's
your
much
hands.
More hygienic to
just grab them babies
your
with your hands.
Filthy hands in there.
Yep. Well, let me touch two or three on the way. Hmm.
No, you're right. There's a lot of things out there. I took heat from Greta on it.
You did. That's right. Yep.
You did?
Because I said that NCC had.
Well, you were taking offered. A shot at her place
no, I
of
did
work.
Not. Okay, yes. You said a shot at her. I did not take a shot at her. I just said that NCC was not offering these kids their programs because it was easier for them not to offer it and then just blame COVID. We're not going to do little kids soccer this spring. You know, COVID is like, it's killing little kids everywhere.
Especially when you share a ball.
Well, no, it was because nobody could be on campus. Like, they were not allowing anything from off campus on campus at that time. In that, whatever, I mean, right or wrong, that's just how it was. So that wasn't singled out that activity as being.
I know, NCC was brilliant. Do you know how much staff hours we can save and the BS we can cut out by just saying nobody but employees and students are allowed on our campus?
True. That's true.
Brilliant. And how long? Do you think we can do this another month? Yes. Yes. We've extended the deadline to this another month. And the employees cheered.
And it's always in the interest of safety.
Yep. And if you argue against that, you want people to die. Yes. You want people to die.
I'll say this. The reason Greta got defensive about it is because when that decision was made, which was not her making that decision, I think she probably would have said, yeah, let's have soccer. It'll be fine. You know, everybody just be responsible or do whatever you're supposed to do. But she was not able to do it. But then, like, people at the school and people around town were like, can you believe Greta's not letting us do this? And, like, literally. And then people jumped her about it.
Sure. Yep.
This is BS. I can't believe you're putting this on us. Yeah. Whoa. I'm many, many, many pay grades down below where this decision is being made. Whether I agree with it or not doesn't matter.
Nope. Not
so,
even a little.
So I'm not going to take any shit from anybody about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, at our church, we decided a long time ago that we are back from any COVID restrictions.
No more spaces between the pews.
We're back. You know, we don't do anything.
Quite a long
but
time.
But we have
it?
Yet to bring back one thing that we don't do now because we never really liked doing it anyways because it would inconvenience me occasionally. And it was ushers. We haven't brought ushers back.
Oh,
I haven't missed being an usher.
Right, and that's why we haven't brought it back. Because ushers are literally bulletin
useless.
Holders. You hold the bulletin. Yeah. Well, you know what you could do? You could set the bulletins down next to where the ushers stood.
And we'll go through fewer bulletins because I'm not standing there forcing it on everybody.
I think your baby needs one too.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
2-year-old Jenny needs one. Yeah. Bob, you too.
Yeah, because our bulletin is just announcements. It's not like there are hymns in there or something that you or even readings.
If
but it's
I
all
can't
up on a
follow
projector.
Along, no, so, that, so it's just funny that we're like, oh yeah, we don't bend the knee to COVID, but we still have brought back ushers. I just think that's so funny because it's like
that
would decide to bring back. Ushers would then have to usher, and we don't.
Yeah,
we
that's
don't want
the
that.
One thing that I still don't quite feel safe doing.
Right. Back with segment three next. What did you say was going to be on my tombstone again? In the last episode, it was like, always dumb and
I don't remember now.
Stupid or something.
I think it was more clever than that.
It was more clever.
I feel like that.
Always dumb and stupid. That sounds like something Mitch would say.
But meant well or something.
Something about you tried hard and. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember each episode. I go home and Greta's like, what'd you guys talk about?
We
covered a lot of ground. It's hard to remember.
We got awfully awfully heated in the last one.
It was
one.
Not.
Well, the third segment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
you,
not heated.
When you were like,
I could have just gone home. I could have just left.
That was Dutchman heated. It was not actually heated.
Daddy, stop it.
Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
We were
Aaron's two
I
dads.
Never felt heated at all. I wasn't angry.
No, that's good.
You felt like we were angry, but we weren't.
No, you guys weren't angry. You were fine.
Okay.
We just did a lot of yelling at each other.
It didn't sound loud when I listened to it. No,
that's due to this right here. Yeah.
No. It's because we weren't
loud. Aaron brought up the fact that we're seeing red. There's red on there. There's not supposed to be
They're
red.
They're not supposed to be red here.
Oh,
guys.
But I got an important piece of psychological insight on that particular event. So if you remember.
Someone gave you feedback?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the same guy.
So if you're
one guy.
If you remember.
One guy.
An anonymous listener.
If you remember, Aaron, we brought up the whole, Mitch has got his new fancy pants job. He's got to be more PC
year.
And all
yep.
this
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, he can't. Yeah. Yep, you can't lob grenades.
Yeah, and then it was all like righteously indignant. Like, you are not. So when we're talking about something.
Right, you would have thought that I insulted his time capsule or something. or that he insulted my time capsule. I mean, the way I reacted. Like, oh my gosh.
So we get into segment three and we're talking about garbage pickup.
I remember.
And then he starts hitting the red. And so
I remember that
this listener's like, it's an interesting study in psychology there. You call him out for being for not speaking his true piece and for censoring himself. And then suddenly he overcompensates by. I'm right because I'm louder than you.
Right. Because that's how it went.
You know, and to be honest, I've listened to the episode up until the third segment. I've not listened to the third segment yet.
You haven't?
No. To be honest, probably haven't listened to more than a third of the minutes of our podcast.
Really?
Oh, I always listen all the way through.
So you don't know the things that I leave in about you.
Well, I was here.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but... Sometimes there are some podcasts that I get really excited to hear when they're released, and there are others that are just like, well, no, I did. I listened to the first two segments, but I don't get on the road. That's what it takes for me to listen to a podcast. I got to be on the road, and if I was on the road traveling to Sioux Falls, even once a week or even once every other week, I would have listened to every single minute of every single podcast.
You've got a 10-minute drive each way, at least, if not more.
Yeah,
like 15.
But I drive with the radio off, my hands at 10 and 2, and scowling straight forward. Just ask Mitch. 90% of the time, I don't even wave, don't even see him.
Yep.
It's true. It is true. I have seen that too, actually.
Gotta get the scooters.
Need my $5 coffee.
Oh, what I'd give for them not to ask me if I want a caramelicious muffin. I always feel like I gotta say yes.
Got a sucker over here.
He looks too polite to say no.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, his Dutch sensibilities.
He looks like he enjoys carbs.
Oh, yes.
Do I?
Oh, yes. They're my best friend. So the point is back to
morons psychoanalyzing me. All right.
He's right. He's not wrong.
So when like
when
Mitch feels he's losing or no, you the, have a point.
We happen to talk about something that
you were apparently extremely passionate about.
Well, you were so indignant in you. It, when,
you
when
pounded
it comes to
the
anything,
desk.
When,
you
one
pounded,
time. Oh, shut up. You, well, anytime it's anything to do with the city.
Oh,
if,
for
if
sure.
If I the am against capsule, the status quo, yep. It's like, nope, I will not hear anything to the contrary of
what
I already
Do you know
think.
What we call that? We call that tribalism.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You have tribalism. Regardless, someone at the city could run over a little child on purpose, and you'd stick up for him.
They were trying to save man hours on a salary that you pay by hurrying back to the office to punch out. That kid shouldn't have been in the way.
Calm down, Marv.
Well, that's how I feel you would treat it.
Yeah, you know, on the 17th, when Rob Sand comes to town, he will talk about tribalism, and I'll say, Rob! That's Wayne.
Is that one of his talking points, is
yes.
tribalism?
Mm-hmm. The point that it's gotten so bad that...
I've missed the last Transparency Tuesday, so... Yep. You'll have to
both sides, anybody will stick up for anything.
And I'll agree with that.
And you're the same way. You're the same way with the city.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. There, I hit red. Now I'm a Mitch.
You just blew out someone's little Sony 6x9.
Sony 6x9. Are they traveling in a 96 Corolla?
No, they're traveling in like a 98 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. Or no, a 1989 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, because I had some Sony 6x9s in the back. I remember when I'd saved up enough to go buy two new speakers. Goodness gracious.
Boy, Alan Jackson really rips in here.
I can really hold a lot of bass. Yep. I can hear the bass.
Brooks and Dunn, wow. I can really tell a difference.
Oh, I was so dumb with that, though, because I did the same thing, but I had
two. $500 car, $2,500 stereo, I'm guessing.
The ratios are off, but you're not too far off with that assessment. It was a 93 Cadillac Sedan DeVille, and I had, I thought, pimp ride. Yeah, boy. So I had the two Rockford Fosgate subwoofers in the bag at 212 inches.
In the trunk?
Yes, in the trunk. But the problem with the Cadillacs, they seal them boys up tight because you don't want road noise.
Right.
So it's like I'm sending 2,000 watts back there and I'm hearing bum, 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 bum. Yeah, I'm rocking in here.
That's why mob bosses drive those. You can't hear thumping in the trunk, you know.
Well, that might lend itself to some of the architectural differences.
So what'd you do? Cut some openings between the back seat and the trunk?
No, I just reveled in the fact that I drove a Cadillac.
A caddy.
And that was the car that I had when I moved down here in 2003.
And, very nice.
And it lasted, I don't think, a year after I got down here. Then I ended
up... Because the roads were so poor? Or are you going to take offense to that?
Shut up.
If they'd have fixed the streets properly, it would have lasted at least another year.
Now that I think about it, I had, not the streets thing, but... So I had Minnesota Place on it, and I had... the license yet for a year or whatever, right? Because it was my birthday was in March. I forget if Minnesota
even
does. You have
60 days from when you move, by the way.
Right. And and that, so Trapper got on my case about that. Like, how come you haven't gotten Iowa plates yet?
It's because he was in law enforcement, don't you know?
That's right. And
in case you hadn't heard.
In case you hadn't heard.
And I get to thinking about it later, like, wait, why am I paying more money? Like, these plates are perfectly good. I can still claim.
You get a refund, a prorated refund for your registration that you didn't use.
Just ran the plates till they were done.
Oh, they were long expired, I assume.
How many times did you get pulled over with your Minnesota plates?
Never. No. No, I did. They weren't expired. It was just like...
I just feel like that's a cop magnet.
I know he's lived
in town. A Cadillac
with,
I'm going to say, tinted windows and subwoofers in the back, out-of-state plates driving across the border every weekend.
Well, so I... it was a cop magnet when I went to Canada. So if you recall, in Canada...
The drinking age is 18.
You got it. And from where I lived, it was a 6-hour drive to Canada. So on, I think it was at least two, if not three different occasions. I think it was two times with me and a buddy, and then one time with me and my girlfriend, that we went to Canada.
For a drink of beer.
Well, we stayed up there.
And had two drinks of beer.
And poutine.
In his defense... When I was 19, I think, I tried to plan a spring break trip to Winnipeg, and my buddies were such losers, they couldn't even afford that. So, half of our classmates are headed to the beach in Mexico or whatever, and it's like, you guys want a road trip to Winnipeg? Oh, we can't afford gas.
Right.
And a six-pack of Molson. So
no, but so
it's a thing. People do it.
Yeah.
Or did.
So the first time we went up there, I remember it was me and a buddy of mine, and I was in, I don't know if I'd started college yet or not, but it was, I remember we watched the Major League Baseball All-Star game up there. It was the game that Torrey Hunter robbed a home run from Barry Bonds.
Yep.
And then Barry Bonds ran out to the outfield and like grabbed him, put on his shoulder. We watched that in a bar in Canada. So drinking Molson. Actually,
at 19.
Labatt?
No, it was Labatt, but then we alternated between Labatt Blue and Amaretto Sours because, you know, we're men. Because
you're teenage girls. Okay.
So we did that. It was Fort Francis, Ontario. It's right on the other side of International Falls, Minnesota. And it's like a town half the size of Sheldon. It's probably like an Ashton, right? But several bars. So that's why
and we went there. American dollars.
They sure do. They love it. And so we did that once. And then I went back again. And then I went back. So, yeah, we did that once. Then I went back with my girlfriend and her Saturn. So then that was no red flags. It's just like, you're driving a Saturn. You're clearly fine. Go ahead. Then I went back a third time with me and a buddy in my Cadillac. And it was, we got like the rubber gloves out and the dogs and all this other stuff. Like, oh my God, no, we just want to go here to drink beer. We're not bringing anything. And an hour later, we were on our way. But that was the only time the Cadillac got me into trouble.
Did you wind up selling it? Or did it go to Lem's?
No.
It was parted out for $50 decent parts.
I traded it in at Hamel for a 2001 Pontiac Grand Prix.
That a boy fit right in with that.
Right, yeah, around here, that was like
about
80,000 of them.
Yeah. Sorry, Grand Am. It was not the Prix.
Oh, you're a little brother for a Grand Am.
At the time.
Well, maybe not. Never mind. Sorry.
And I had that, jerk. I had that until 2009 when that hailstorm came.
Oh, yeah.
Broke my back. Broke the back window
and
out.
The spoiler.
Yep.
Needs one of those.
Yep.
And, gotta have that.
And then that's when I got my Trailblazer, which I still own.
Yeah, it's in pristine condition. I can see it out there.
It's a 17-year-old vehicle. Give her some credit, man. She's about old enough to... Well, I guess you have to be 21 to smoke cigarettes now, right?
Yeah.
That's a thing? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I forgot. Have you ever been to Canada, Aaron?
One time.
I've never been.
He met a girl from Niagara Falls. You wouldn't know her.
Oh, a Dort student? No. Well, I've never been, though, because when I was, I was probably 10, we took a family vacation up to, like, Duluth and the North Shore, Lake Superior, and blah, 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 blah. And back then, you didn't have to have a passport to go across. You just had to go through the checkpoint and whatever. And my brother and I had been asking my dad, like, hey, can we go into Canada? We were literally 5 miles from there. He's like, sure, because, you know, we just wanted to say we'd gone to Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
And we pull up, and about a block away from where the checkpoint is, there's a turnaround. So you can turn around and avoid that and just go back to the States. And we're pulling up, thinking we're going to Canada. All of a sudden, my dad pulls a Huey, and we're like, hey, wait a minute. We thought we were going into Canada. He's like, can you see across the border? We're like, yeah. He goes, well, that's Canada. Tell your friends you saw Canada. We're going back to the hotel.
Where's my Marlboros?
We're going back to the hotel. Tell them you saw Canada. Good enough. Keep your mouth shut.
Thanks, Dad.
Your dad is such a delight, too. I would have loved to see him just be like the angry dad.
The fact he only had two children to pass his genes on to is a shame.
Bob, you be nice to Air Bear. He's sensitive. We don't care what you do with that Mitchie poo. Just be nice to Air Bear.
It was 2002. Three friends of mine were still at Dort College. We loaded up the Chrysler Concorde that I owned at the time, and
the same one that you sent to rescue you from
the same Chrysler Concorde, as big as a whale. And she was about anyhow. We took that up into Toronto. We drove straight to Toronto. We left super early in the morning. Got there way late, but they had a friend. He might have even been one of their roommates that lived in Toronto.
I forget you have that Dort pipeline.
The Dort pipeline. Yeah. Yep. Went through Detroit up into Toronto and then spent a few days there, and then back down into New York. So it was 2002. Went to the 9/11 site on Manhattan Island.
Mm.
And then came back. It was awful because we tented the entire time.
That sounds not fun.
That's something an 18-year-old does, though.
Yeah. So we were, I suppose we were 21. I would have been, I would have turned, yeah, I would have been 21, turning 22.
Yeah. And
I remember asking my boss for like 9 days off straight. And I needed that. We were going to go.
Right,
and
to it was go
like
that
the
far.
First time I had to like.
At least you didn't ask him for an advance on your paycheck.
So you could go. Take 9 days off. Can I take those days off? Get paid for them like today? And they're like, oh, yeah, well, we'll see. I was like, oh, my goodness. Because that's back when employees would ask for time off, which is a complete foreign concept now.
Oh,
where you're just told.
No, man.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow morning we'll be until 11 a.m. Oh, yeah, my wife says Friday I won't be in Friday. We're going somewhere.
Or the phone or the text in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I got a doctor's appointment. See you at 10:30. Different world we live in, man.
It sure is. It sure is.
When I was young and working, because I remember the first time I tried to call in sick, my boss said, I'll send you up to the lakes with Kevin. Then you can sleep for 35 minutes on the way up there. You'll feel better when you get there.
You did.
Okay, Fred. Okay. Here, you know what? I'll let Kevin load up and he'll pick you up at your house. Oh, okay. The time I did call in sick and stood my ground was the day I played hooky because we were finishing sheetrocking my basement remodel. I'll send you up to the lakes. No, I'm really bad today, Fred. I mean really bad today. Well, maybe you'll feel better at 10.
Nope.
Won't even feel better at 10.
I figure about 5:01 I'll be feeling really good, though.
I remember that. There was only one time in that I can recall in a situation, you know, like not, you know, owning my own business where I called in sick and wasn't. I played hooky one time and I was working at Burger King and I was 15 years old and it was because one of the senior boys invited me to go with him to go see Metallica play at the St. Paul Civic Center.
And it was easier to play hooky than it was to ask for the time off.
Yes, it was.
That's how it was back then.
I'm sorry. My mom says I have to stay home to watch my sister. I don't know what else I can do. I'm so sorry. Okay. Bye.
Sweet. All right. Final comments, guys, as we wrap it up. Yeah, you guys.
So, I don't know.
So glad we recorded tonight. You're full of energy.
Why we were good the whole time? We've carried the show.
Shut your mouth. You have not done
that. Yes, we have.
We carried 67% and just looking for 33 out of you.
Wayne's only contribution.
Guess what Mike said this week?
Oh, okay.
That's all he's got every week now.
Guess what Mike said about Mitch?
Sorry. You know, I should probably stop with the low-hanging fruit because, I mean, it's pretty easy at this point, so I should just stop and
try. If it was so easy, you would think you would be able to contribute more. That's all I'm going to say.
Look at you with your protruding bottom lip.
Just saying.
No offense.
Just saying.
I think sometime we should do YouTube podcasts.
Well,
it'd make it harder to edit, so we'd have to go into
Well,
it.
Well, Wayne's going to have to clean this crap.
No, we would not do it here. No. We would
put a big green screen up behind us, and then you can put us wherever really you big. Want.
Well, no, we need to do it like in a live setting where we have an audience.
No, that is such a bad idea. Have you ever listened to a podcast that's recorded live?
No.
It's terrible. The audio sucks. You got random idiots in the background saying stuff, and then the hosts try to respond to them. Yeah, hey, yeah, thanks for your comment. Anyway, back to what we were saying.
I think if we do video as well and it gets uploaded to YouTube, I think, you know what, we could double our audience and have 80, 90 people listen.
Hey, we have what on average, 400, 500, something like that?
Our last episode.
Okay, I want to stop you.
But you have to give it a month.
I want to stop and say, remember what your first goal was when you said, if we can hit this number of listeners, I really feel like we've done a really good job. And it was just 100.
It was 100.
It was 100.
That was your goal.
But we hit that so quickly, his next goal was
I'm going to be Joe Rogan.
That's right.
And so now it's an extreme disappointment that we only have, you know, what, 350 to 500, right?
Yeah, it is 350 to 500. You're correct. Yeah,
okay.
That's good. That's, and I think we
that's
could,
more people than I can get to listen to me on most days. So,
and I, right.
And Aaron doesn't even know
I don't
that many
even
people.
Listen. Right. Or know that many people. But if we did YouTube,
all right, so if any of the 350 to 500 of you, or the 90-something, as it was more probably accurate, if you guys want us to do a video podcast, would that be a vlog?
I don't know. I feel like...
That's what my mom calls it.
I listen to your blog. Yeah,
Mom says a vlog, too, sometimes. I know what she means.
Shout out to Deb.
Mm-hmm. She just loves the podcast. Loves Mitch.
She's really come around.
This is episode 60, and episode 10, she's
probably
like,
our biggest detractor early on. Yeah.
Well, episode after the 10, first episode,
I thought you were going to quit because of your mom.
Well, mom, after the first episode, said, well, if this is what it's going to be, I don't need to listen.
And I need to update my will.
Well, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about the swears. Like, just because you bleep it out doesn't mean that God doesn't know what you meant.
Or anyone else listening.
Yeah,
It's not so complex that only the Lord can see through it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well said. Yeah, fair point. But I just want to give a shout out to Deb, and may she continue her reign of her intolerance of demasery.
That's right. Won't stand for it. Along with Mitch, fellow guardian.
Yes.
As
guardians against dumbassery.
Boy.
I feel like we should have like jackets made or something.
Boy, Marvel's really gone downhill. I tell you what. And until next time, we'll see you.
Chippewa on down of the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?